2 Corinthians 12:2 says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. The Apostle Paul had an experience where he went to heaven. We don't have time to review all the text and information here, but there are three heavens according to the scripture. The first heaven is Earth's atmosphere. You breathe in air from and exhale air into this first heaven where birds fly, and you and I can fly in airplanes, helicopters, and hot air balloons. The second heaven is what we call outer space, includes the massive space that we call the universe. You need a rocket ship to go into the second heaven. And then there's the third heaven. The third heaven is the heaven where God's throne is. It's a place of purity, sinlessness, and glory with the angels and departed saints. You must be God's child and die or be raptured in order to enter the third heaven. And that is where our text says this man being spoken of went. And it appears as we read through verse 7 in the text that Paul is speaking of himself in the third person as a literary tactic to express humility. It's a common thing, especially in ancient writings. And it is important to note that Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 12:4 how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, based upon that statement, I believe we can discount most of the books written about visits to heaven because few, if any, express this same concern, as they usually tell all sorts of wild tales about what they see in heaven. But with that disclaimer, we have to ask, why are naturally evolved human beings, as atheists and other non-theists believe we have come into existence, concerned with such things, or even claiming to have experienced such things? There are even atheists and agnostics who claim to have converted to theism and Christianity due to some of these experiences. And respected philosopher, professor, and apologist Gary Habermas has written extensively on near-death experiences, also known as NDEs, and some of the evidence of authentic appearing experiences is very intriguing. But whether or not you believe in such a thing as NDEs, people claim to have experienced them. And this is related to the idea of mind and consciousness that we discussed in our previous Evidence for God devotional. There's no evidence that any other creature or thing in our universe has such experiences. Even if they are a thing of the mind, NDEs point to a level of self-awareness and contemplation of the human existence on a level that is not found in other things or creatures and is not explained or even predicted by the materialistic, non-theistic model for existence. It's as though man was built with heaven in mind. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. That phrase, He hath set the world in their heart, is referring to man's consciousness of his place in the world, which causes man to consider his own fate. It's referring to the reality that mankind is a created being by an intelligent higher being who has made them with the inbuilt inherent desire to contemplate our existence and to contemplate or think about our eternal destiny. Only man has these sorts of thoughts and experiences called near-death experiences, or NDEs. The authenticity of each NDE claim has to be tested by Scripture, and many seem to be bogus, honestly. But every time I hear about a near-death experience or someone claiming to have visited heaven, I'm reminded that's how God made us. NDEs, near-death experiences, by their very existence in the consciousness of man, is another evidence for God.